This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Afghanistan war did end with an odd unity between sworn enemies. That's the Taliban and Americans. Now, they both had the goal of getting the United States out, and they both had a stake in the evacuation operation after a deadly attack by a common foe. That's an offshoot of the Islamic State group. This is as witnesses by Associated Press reporters in Kabul, and as told by AP interviewed from all sides, the war ended with episodes of brutality, enduring drama, a massive if fraught humanitarian effort, and goodbye waves instead of bullets from the Taliban now in control. Well, meanwhile, a U.S. official is saying that the United States is planning to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. There, the official says that they may be housed for up to a year for further processing. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity in order to discuss plans. It's the first U.S. word on its intention for handling evacuees who failed to clear initial security screenings or otherwise require more processing. The United States' plan is to likely face objections from refugee aid advocates, the already complaining about lack of public disclosure in uncertain legal jurisdictions. And the Navy has now declared five missing sailors dead nearly a week after a helicopter crashed in the ocean off of San Diego. More VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. The White House says that Biden will visit Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon, and the memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 was forced down. Biden's itinerary is similar to the one that U.S. President Barack Obama followed in the year 2011. On the 10th anniversary of the attacks, Vice President Kamala Harris has said that she will be traveling to Shanksville, Pennsylvania for a separate event before she then joins Biden at the White House. Florida is in the grip of the deadliest wave of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. It's a disaster driven by the highly contagious Delta variant, while Florida's vaccination rate is slightly higher than the national average. The Sunshine State has an outsized population of elderly people who are especially vulnerable to the virus. It has also made a very vibrant party scene, and it has a governor who has taken a hard line against mask requirements, vaccine passports, and business shutdowns. Tens of thousands have protested in Switzerland for the legalization of same-sex marriage in the Alpine country. The protest Saturday in Zurich came ahead of a national referendum on September 26 on the legalization of gay marriage. This has already been introduced in many other European countries, including neighboring Germany, Austria, and France. So far, same-sex couples in Switzerland can only get official approval for civil unions if a majority votes for this legislation of same-sex marriage in Switzerland. This would also allow people to adopt children. Lesbian couples would have easier access to sperm donations if they wanted to start a family, and it would be easier for foreign partners to get Swiss citizenship. And Willard Scott, the beloved weatherman who charmed viewers on NBC's Today Show with his self-deprecating humor and cheerful personality, has died at the age of 87. Al Roker, his successor on the morning news show, announced that Scott died peacefully Saturday morning, surrounded by family. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.